It's going great. Getting better every day, learning new offense, just grooving it, and making mistakes and trying not to make the same mistakes twice and just progressing every day. Just trying to come out here with energy and lead the guys out here. But we're having fun. We're competing. The defense is looking really good as well, and it's just great to come out here and compete every day against them because we're making each other better on both sides.
The word is that the defense is a little bit ahead of the offense right now. As a competitor, does that bug you a little bit?
Who said that?
Both coaches.
Oh, did they? Yeah, it is what it is. We kind of expect that with Coach Fangio being here in the past and having a lot of returners back on defense. But it's good for us. It's just going to make us better on offense. And as a competitor, you just take that to heart and come out here and compete in every single drill. But at the end of the day, we're brothers, we're family, and we need iron sharpens iron. But we need to just know we're in this together in the end.
The NFL passed a rule today basically saying players could choose to stand on the field for the anthem or be in the locker room for the anthem. Do you think that's the right approach? What's your reaction to that rule change? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the rule is the rule. I'm just proud of how our team handled it last year in the past, and I believe we'll all stand on the field together this year. So, yeah, it is what it is. And I think it's all about eliminating distractions for the team and for the audience and just represent yourself and the organization in the right manner. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Mitch, you mentioned mistakes. What are an example of mistakes that are out here, and what is the process like for you fixing them? You know, just at least getting better.
Yeah, wrong footwork or wrong read or just not detailing the play out enough. So it's all about learning and getting better each play and every day. So that's what we're doing, just going back, and we'll go in here and watch the film and learn from that and come out here and correct it tomorrow and just continue to groove this offense and continue to go through the details.
At this point, you're learning what it takes to be successful. What kind of things are you prioritizing?
Definitely sticking together as a team, playing together, playing hard, being obsessed, that mantra that Coach has brought into here, and just working hard every day. And just leading these guys out here. So just keeping everyone together, making sure everyone's buying into Coach's plan, and just having fun and enjoying the game out here.
Now that you know the offense,
you have several new offensive players to help you, you know, with your game. How long will it take you guys to have the chemistry built?
I think it's building fast. From the guys, we got Taylor Gabriel, Benny Fowler, Marlon Brown, Kevin White, and then when when Allen Robinson comes back, we got so many guys. We got so many weapons. I'm just excited to get them all the ball. And then Trey Burton as well, and we got a great tight end room, great running backs, and great receivers. So it's all about just everyone learning the offense, building that chemistry together, and getting better every day. So it's coming along well, and it's just – the more reps we can get, the better off we're going to be. And I just feel like the guys who have been out here and going through the reps, we've gotten a lot better from day one already. So we're making progress for sure.
No groups change more than the wide receivers, but how much has that tight end room changed since last year?
I believe we added Trey Burton. We have a really good tight end group. Trey Burton, Deion Sims, Adam Shaheen, Dan Brown, and Ben Broniker. So I feel like that's one of our strengths as an offense, with that experience and just their athleticism and what they can do, creating mismatch opportunities for the defense. So we just got to continue to utilize them. But at the end of the day, it comes down to execution and just us learning our offense and giving our playmakers the best opportunity to go against them. Because I believe we got more playmakers than the defense has guys that can account for them. So we just got to utilize those guys and get them the ball and believe in the plan and execute the plays.
Mitch, what way do you see
Yeah, Coach Helfrich is so smart. He's a very detailed guy, and he brings a lot of creativeness to this offense. And obviously, he's got tempo in his background, so we like to implement a little bit of that. But just his football intelligence and IQ and how he can help me detail plays and just think about different things from a different perspective has allowed me to grow in different areas already, and he's been a huge help.
How much more comfortable are you in this role and what's required of you as being quarterback of this team?
Yeah, very comfortable. I love the position I am and the leadership role I have, just to know that the guys are looking at me to come out every day, bring the energy, and make sure I'm taking care of my business so that everyone else's job is easier around them too. So that's what I'm trying to do, and I love the responsibility, and I'm just very excited for the continuous opportunities to move forward and lead this team.
Mitch, that leadership role is kind of an intangible. It's hard to quantify, but can you actually feel that building when you come out here, that there's more and more faith in you? And how does that
make you feel even more optimistic about what you can do in the future, because you kind of, if you do indeed feel, you know, kind of feel that
building. Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's growing every single day, and nothing gives me more confidence than when my teammates believe in me. The offensive guys and the defensive guys as well. So when you just have teammates that believe in you and know you can get the job done, that gives you a lot of confidence. So just go out there, be yourself, and lead the way you know how, and just take care of your job and make other guys' job easier around you.
A few more. Mitch, I haven't talked to you since Anthony Miller was drafted. What were your impressions of him?
Yeah, really twitchy, really good route runner, and strong hands. He attacks the ball. Those are my immediate impressions, and the toughest thing for the rookies right now is just adjusting to the change of speed and learning new playbooks. So you're going to come out here and make a mistake as a rookie, but it's all about how you put it behind you and bounce back, and he's done that so far. So I like the way he attacks the ball and runs routes, and I feel like he's going to help that group a lot.
Mitch, we all saw the Philly special in the Super Bowl from Matt's mentor, Doug Peterson. How many passes do you hope to catch this year?
Ooh. I'd definitely like to catch some touchdowns, some passes. That'd be cool. Like I said, the sky's the limit with this offense and just the creativeness that these coaches bring. There's going to be a lot of fun plays. And if we get the base ones down first, hopefully we can have some fun trick plays to do as well.
Awesome.
All good?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.